Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word, and then we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so if you've tuned in this morning for the very first time, we say a special welcome to you, and we hope you come back each and every Sunday morning and make this a regular stop on your Sunday morning schedule. And for those of you who have been faithful listeners now for many months and years, we say thank you to you. We're grateful for you, and we invite you also to come back each and every Sunday morning, and we invite all of you to tell a friend about this broadcast. Let other people know that there's a good broadcast coming on this station at this time, and so we just ask the Lord to continue to expand this ministry and to enlarge it and enlarge our territory. And so we just praise the Lord for the provision also, and we thank you again, each and every one of you who is tuned in this morning. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry, and we invite each and every one of you to participate to help keep this ministry on the air, on the radio, and we thank you for those of you who have participated in the past in that way by sending in a contribution. There's a couple of ways that you can partner with this ministry. First, we enlist your prayer support. We ask you to pray for us, not only for the radio ministry, but for all aspects of the ministry. We're making plans again now as I speak to go back to Africa in late summer, and we're going to be doing at least two, maybe three crusades. And so I ask you to keep that lifted up in prayer for my strength and health, and also for provision, that we can have everything that we need in terms of people and in terms of money to pay for all of the things that we need to conduct these crusades. In addition, we have a project that we're committed to. The Lord wants to build an orphanage over in Mumias, Kenya, and we have the land secured, the people in place to run it and build it. And so we're just praying for provision to build an orphanage over there in Mumias. And I ask the Lord to provide $20,000, so I just pray that you would pray about your part in that, and we can raise that this year. We can raise that money and get that orphanage built for 30 to 40 children over there in West Africa. So pray about your part in that, and we just praise the Lord that He's got big plans for this ministry, big plans for what He wants to do over there in Africa and also here in the United States. And secondly, after you pray, make a contribution to the Lord. Do not come before the Lord empty-handed and just sit down and pray about what the Lord would have you to do, to make an offering to Him, to make something sacrificial to Him, to help these projects, not only to pay for this radio airtime as we go into the prison with the radio broadcast and do three services a week in person in the prison, but also the orphanage project and other international ministry projects. And we just pray that the Lord would touch your heart today. Make an offering, make a sacrificial offering to the Lord, and just raise up a sacrifice before the Lord and let Him do with you as He would desire. And the blessings will be yours. The blessings will be the kingdom's. The blessings will be the desire of the Lord to just expand the kingdom through me, a willing servant, a humble servant, and I just pray that you would take up your part in all of that. There's a couple of ways that you can contact us. First, by regular mail, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Secondly, you can check us out on the World Wide Web at gathertheoutcast.com, gathertheoutcast.com. And there's a PayPal button there on the website that you can click on and conveniently and safely make a contribution through PayPal with your credit card. Third, we have a blog, teaching blog, jimrau.blogspot.com, jimrau.blogspot.com, and you can check out that teaching blog. And there's also a PayPal button on the teaching blog that you can conveniently and safely make a contribution there with your credit card on the blog. The website, gathertheoutcast.com, has got videos of past African crusades, of Costa Rica mission trips, There's also a link there to the blog, and there's also prophetic words and visions, and also we are posting our radio broadcasts on the website, and so you can go there and check out the latest radio broadcast. If you've missed one or want to hear it over again, just go to that website, gathertheoutcast.com, and click on radio broadcasts or broadcasts of the week, and you can listen to them again in their entirety. And so share those with people. You can forward those on to people that you think might be interested. And so God just wants to help to have you to help share this broadcast. God wants to have you help share this ministry. And so we just praise the Lord for everything that the Lord is doing through this ministry. We're going to have a teaching, the final teaching on walk in the Spirit here in just a minute. And we're going to talk about the fellowship, the joy of being in a fellowship. And this will be the final teaching on the series that we've been doing for several weeks, Walk in the Spirit. And so get your Bibles there. Turn it to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. We're going to start there in Hebrews 12. And we'll take that up in just a minute, right after our prayer time. Father God, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your blessings on this ministry. We thank you for the blessings on the people listening today. And we ask you to touch them wherever they need a touch of healing or restoration, a touch of encouragement or strengthening in their walk. Lord, we just pray that you would reach them and touch them wherever they're at. Let the Holy Spirit convict those who need convicting, and let the Holy Spirit prompt those who need prompting. As we speak about the fellowship today, Lord, let each person be prompted and convicted about their part in joining the fellowship or in being active in the fellowship. And we just thank you for the provision, and we thank you for this time together. Lord, we pray for our country, for our president, for the Supreme Court, for the Congress. And we pray for our troops that are overseas, Lord. We ask you to bless them and their families, their children especially. And we pray for those in the prison today, Lord. We ask you to bless them and bless their children, their families. We pray especially for those who are lonely and depressed and in despair. We ask you to be with them, strengthen and encourage them. And we thank you for the opportunity we have just to speak your word over the radio this morning and to bless those who are listening out there today. We pray for this city, that it would be a city of refuge. And we thank you for the opportunity again to bless the city with your words over the city through the radio. Lord, we thank you for the provision for all of this. We pray it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. If you've been with us the last few weeks, you know we've been talking about walk in the Spirit from Galatians 5, 16 and 17, where Paul told the Galatians, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and they are in opposition to one another or to each other, and so you do not do the things that you please. And so walking in the Spirit is a daily discipline of walking with the Lord. It's a daily walk to draw you closer to the Lord. It's a daily walk to share your faith, to share your testimony, to share your witness with those who don't know the Lord or those who need strengthening and encouraging. And so as you practice this on a daily basis, walking in the Spirit, then your authority will increase, your anointing will increase, and God will open up doors for you to do things that you never thought or imagined that you could do. God will open up doors for you to go places where you never have been before. And so walking in the Spirit is a daily walk with the Lord, and it will culminate in a eternal walk with the Lord, with Jesus Christ and the Lord and the angels up in heaven. And so that is our goal, to finish strong. That is our goal, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, and then to finish strong. And when we stand before the Lord at the end of our days, he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant, come in, for I have prepared a place for you. Well, the three aspects of walking in the Spirit, we've talked about these now for several weeks, but I want to keep putting these in your mind so that it becomes second nature to you. You understand that these three things are necessary to walk in the Spirit. First, you have to have a daily prayer time. You have to get into your secret place off by yourself from anyone else and just pray and ask the Lord to bless you and to keep you and to provide for you, and also just to listen to the Lord. And secondly, the second aspect of walking in the Spirit is daily time in His Word. Study His Word. Thy Word is a lamp unto thy feet. Psalm 119:105. Thy Word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy path. And so as you study His Word, God illuminates your path. God lights it up, and He shows you where He wants you to go. And so that is the second aspect of walking in the Spirit. And without studying His Word, you really can't know what His will is for your life. You really can't understand the plan that He has for your life and the desire that He has for you. And so as you study His Word, these things will be revealed to you through His Word. And lastly, the walking in the Spirit includes being in a fellowship on a regular basis. And again, I've spoken about this before. I'm not speaking against television evangelists or television fellowships or radio programs. As the Lord has given me this radio program, I intend to use it to bless people, but I also intend to encourage people to be in the fellowship and to find a good Bible-believing church, one that studies God's Word, one that prays corporately and worships corporately. And as you do that, you will be strengthened in your walk with the Lord. And if you don't have a desire to be in the fellowship, I would say that is a warning signal, a red flag, that there's some reason, there's something going on inside of you, in your heart, that is keeping you away, either some kind of sin that you don't want to acknowledge, either some kind of sin that you don't want to be convicted of, or just an unforgiveness or a bitterness towards someone. And so I just encourage you, brothers and sisters, if you're listening out there today and you don't have a fellowship, I encourage you to humble yourself and get in a fellowship. I encourage you to just seek the Lord in this regard. Just ask the Lord, Lord, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do in regards to reestablishing my place in a fellowship? And God will give you instruction. He'll give you direction. He'll give you wisdom. And it is His desire that you be in the fellowship. And so we're going to look at that today, the aspects of being in a fellowship. One of the greatest aspects is that we can praise the Lord, we can worship corporately, and there is such power in corporate worship. And we're going to start with a scripture from Hebrews, the 12th chapter. The writer of Hebrews, which I believe is Paul, says here in verse 18, Hebrews 12, verse 18, "For you have not come to a mountain that may be touched, and to a blazing fire, and to darkness and gloom and whirlwind." He was referring to Moses there, receiving the Ten Commandments upon the mountain. "And to the blast of a trumpet and the sound of words," which sound was such that those who heard begged that no further word should be given to them. He says, but in verse 22, "You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel." And so Paul says, as we now have a new covenant, as we now have a mediator of a new covenant, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, he says, "We have come now to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God." Well, that is the saved saints. That is those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, the general assembly and church of the firstborn enrolled in heaven. And I want to just encourage you, brothers and sisters, in knowing that if you have accepted Jesus, you are now the church of the firstborn. You can call yourself some denomination, or you can call yourself the First Baptist or the First Christian or the First Methodist Church or whatever church you are. But God says you are the church of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and of the General Assembly of the Saints. And so I just praise you if you are in the fellowship. I praise you, and the Lord blesses you if you are active in the fellowship. And again, if you're not, just pray about what God would have you to do to get in the fellowship, and pray about where God would have you to go to establish yourself in a Bible-believing fellowship. And God will give you the strength. He will give you direction. And as you take your place in the fellowship, God will bless you, and He will open doors for you through the fellowship. Open doors to establish prayer meetings and prayer circles and small group Bible studies and mission work. And you know, God can just open up the doors, and when He opens doors, no man can shut them. And so if you want to move forward in the kingdom, you must be in the fellowship. If you want to move forward in God's kingdom, you need to humble yourself, get in a fellowship, and just say, Lord, what would you have me to do, and where would you have me to go? And the Lord will be faithful and true, not only to open doors for you, but He will give you the strength to walk through those doors and give you the provision. Where He gives you a vision, He will give you the provision that you may help establish His kingdom here on this earth. And He will use you in ways that you never thought or imagined. Well, back to the Old Testament, we're going to look at some of the blessings and some of the things of the fellowship. In 1 Chronicles 22, God was speaking to David, and He said, Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise therefore and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that you may bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built for the name of the Lord. And so God gave David the inspiration to build the temple, to build the house of the Lord, and He wouldn't let David finish it. He wouldn't let David start it, because David had been a man of war and had had the blood of many on his hands. And so He appointed David's son Solomon to build the house of the Lord. You can go to 2 Chronicles, many scriptures there in 2 Chronicles, and you can read about how Solomon had the house built. And in 1 Chronicles 23:5, it says, David numbered the Levites, and 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 were praising the Lord with the instruments to which David made for giving praise. And so David appointed 4,000 instrument players. He appointed singers, and they were the ones who helped establish the house of the Lord. They were the ones who made the praise go up and the blessings come down. And of course we know that Solomon continued that pattern. They had special times during the day when the singers and the praise and worship leaders would sing. And so we just try to duplicate that in our houses of worship now, in our house of the Lord. And no matter what church you go to, I think it's important that we just abandon ourselves in worship and we praise the Lord with all our heart, strength, mind, and soul. And I'm going to read some psalms here that will bless you. And I'm going to read Psalm 34:1, which is one that many of you are familiar with. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. And so as you think about how can we exalt His name together, as you think about how can we magnify the Lord together, and as you think about how we can bless the Lord at all time, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Well, there's no better way, brothers and sisters, there's no better way than to be in a fellowship where you can sing praises to the Lord, where you can link hands and arms with your brother and sister, the same people that you see out on the streets during the week, and you're occupied with business, you're occupied with school, you're occupied with all of the things that take up your time during the week. And when you get in a fellowship, you can just drop all of that, you can just forget about all of that, and you can just praise the Lord with them, you can worship with them, and you can exalt the name of the Lord. And that's God's will, that we just set aside our worries, we set aside our cares, we set aside our burdens, and we just praise the Lord with all of our heart, strength, mind, and soul. Well, Psalm 146:1 says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord while I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being." And Psalm 147:1, it says, "Praise the Lord. It is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is becoming. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises to God on the lyre." And Psalm 148, the whole psalm is about praising the Lord. It's about blessing the Lord. Psalm 148, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all stars of light. Praise him, highest heavens, and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which will not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and winged fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and virgins, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord. Let his name alone be exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has lifted up a horn for his people, praise for all his godly ones, even for the sons of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord." Well, in verse 8 it says, "Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word." And so as we think about the big storm that hit this past week and just the beauty of that snowfall, as I'm looking out today recording this message, the beauty of that snowfall, the beauty of the snow sitting on all the cedar trees, and just the beauty of it as it sits deeply on the earth and blankets the earth with the whiteness of his beauty and the cleansing of his majesty. And I just praise the Lord for the fellowship. I praise the Lord for everything that God has created. I praise him for my life. I praise him for your life. And if you get in the habit, brothers and sisters, of praising the Lord and blessing him, praise the Lord from the heavens, praise the Lord from the earth. And it says in verse 14 that the Lord has lifted up a horn for his people, praise for all his godly ones, even for the sons of Israel, a people near to him, praise the Lord. And so he has lifted up a horn. That means he has lifted up a kingdom for you. And when you move in power and you move in authority in that kingdom, God will change your life. When you step forward into that kingdom, that horn that he has for you, he will bless you in ways that you have never known before. He will bless your family. He'll bless your finances. And I just pray, Lord, that as people are listening out here today, that they will get an idea that you want them to be in the fellowship and you want them to move forward in the kingdom. You want to bless them. And so I just thank you, Lord, for your plan of blessing and your plan of salvation for those who don't know you out here listening today. Well, Psalm 149, continuation of the same theme. "Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the godly ones." Verse 5, "Let the godly ones exult in glory, and let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is an honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord." And I'm going to close today with Psalm 150, but first I'm going to tell you a story about something that happened in the prison recently. We were conducting a worship service in the prison recently, just a small number, less than 10 men, and the glory of the Lord just came down. It was an awesome time of worship, and the glory of the Lord came down, and it filled this little meeting place where we were meeting. And as the glory settled in, the glory got more intense. You could just feel the weight of the Lord, the presence of the Lord in this place, and you could just feel the glory start to fill up every man in this place and the meeting hall. And after we got done, after about 45 minutes of worship, and some of the men were just on their knees praising the Lord. Some of the men were just standing with their arms uplifted, and some were dancing around and rejoicing in the Lord. And after about 45 minutes of this worship, we stopped and got to be ready for the time of preaching and time of sharing. And one of the brothers said that he was given a vision, and the darkness was just pushed back by the praise and worship, that he saw the light of the Shekinah glory of the Lord, that light of Jesus Christ and his angels, and it just pushed back the darkness in that place, and demons started to flee, the demons of suicide, demons of unforgiveness and bitterness and anger, demons of rejection and rebellion and defeat. And so as light of the Holy Spirit of God and the light of Jesus Christ came in that place, people were set free, and the darkness was pushed back, even for others that weren't there worshiping the Lord with that group. There was a darkness pushed back that covered the whole place, and so people were set free, even who weren't there in that group. And so God wants us to gather together. He wants us to gather as the saints, and to not forsake our assembling together, and to stimulate each other in love and good deeds. And so as God gives us the encouragement to do that, let us encourage then one another to stimulate each other to love and good deeds. Well, Psalm 150, I'm going to close with that today, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And as you have breath this day, I encourage you to praise the Lord as Sunday, this day, the worship day, the day of the Lord comes around. I ask you to pray about your part in the fellowship. And when you get there, be ready to praise the Lord. When you get there, be ready to give thanks to the Lord. And don't just do it on Sunday, do it every day. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And if you have breath today, praise the Lord your God and thank Him for everything that He is doing for you. Well, it all starts with Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And I ask you to take Jesus into your heart if you have not confessed Him, if you have not made a decision and confessed Him before men. I ask you to do that today. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Get before someone else, another person, and make a confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior. And if you make that decision, follow it up with Christian baptism, immersion baptism, and Jesus Christ will set your feet on a firm foundation, and He will put a new song in your heart and in your mouth. Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you again next week.